Okay, KTNA listeners, we have an exciting event coming up. The 17th annual USIG Classic Ski Race is in the shaping up a pretty nice course this year. With Wade Hopkins, our trailmeister. How are you doing today, Wade?
I am doing excellent, enjoying the sunny weather and loving every inch of snow that we get.
Well, I know last year spent a lot of time of needing to move snow into areas to fill the holes of lack of snow, and this year it seems quite the opposite.
That it is. It's nice to see the trail growing every day instead of shrinking over the course of a month. It's definitely making my job a lot easier and making the trail that much more beautiful. It's certainly glorious out there, and the trail is really, really shaping up well. And a major portion of it is totally skiable. And we should be releasing the map of the trail this week, and it would be great to see some people out there skiing on it.
Sure. It's so much effort goes into making this trail that will just melt out in the spring. And it is nice with all your hard work to get people out to appreciate it as much as possible.
Yeah.
Tell the listeners a little bit about where the trail will start and tell us a little bit about the course.
Well, the course is going to feature a lot of river travel. There's some really awesome stretches following creeks and connecting to the ridge. The lodge has been gracious enough to allow us to use their beautiful ski trails that they have around their complex up there. And yeah, those trails should all be groomed freshly within the week. And I know that even the lodge is going to be open, and they're eager to have some people up there skiing and utilizing their trails as well. So it'll be shaping up really well. There's lots of wildlife along the trail. The moose are the main travelers at this point. They're happy to have a hard buffet line to walk along, and the otters are enjoying it too. So it's always nice to see some cool wildlife and enjoy the beautiful trail and our great big backyard that we're blessed with here in Talkeetna.
On the Talkeetna River, you will be traveling up that past Clear Creek and then winding back down towards the Ridge Trail. Tell us a little bit about some of those sections through the woods on that part of the trail.
Well, there's certainly some beautiful forest in there and a really cool section of bridges crossing Whiskey Slough. Yeah, it's definitely a great section of woods with huge cottonwoods and beautiful birch forests and weaving in between alder thickets. And it should be pretty easy for people to follow at this point without even signs on it. It's double wide and pretty much totally skiable throughout that whole stretch. So,
well, fantastic. Yeah. Does the Denali Nordic Ski Club need volunteers still helping out in the trail, or volunteers needed to help with the race?
Oh, certainly. You know, the more volunteers, the better. I believe there is a sign-up form on the Denali Nordic Ski Club website in terms of volunteering for race day, aid stations, helpers. And I know our race director, Lori Steck, would be happy to have that list grow every day. And of course, I'm always eager to have any helper lending a hand on the trail. Certainly anybody that were interested in helping could give me a call. They can reach me on my cell phone. My number is 315-3436. And trail work is at this point an everyday battle. So the more hands on deck, the better.
Well, fantastic, Wade. And it's a great excuse to get outside and enjoy the beautiful spring weather. And thank you so much for your time here speaking to us on KTNA.
Well, thank you very much. And look forward to seeing everybody out there on the trail.
For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.